Yep. Another perfect morning. You know, the key to a perfect, calm, and tranquil morning is so simple. It's just one teeny tiny trick, yet no one knows it but me. Doctors hate her. You want to know what it is? You really want to know? Well, fine. I guess I will pity you and tell you. The key to a perfect morning is simply to be the first person awake. Then you have all the time in the world to wake up nicely and get everything ready. Breakfast is done for him and the kids. Coffee's made. Lunches are packed. Everyone's clothes for the day is already laid out and waiting for them. Hell, even his toothbrush has the toothpaste on it. Now, all that's left is to wake that poor sap up. That poor, handsome, sweet sap. God, I can't do it. He worked 50 hours already this week. The way he dragged himself in last night. God, he was haggard. And yet, he still offered to put the kids down for a bath. You're too good to me, darling. I wish you would put yourself first sometimes. I wish I could take the burdens of your job away from you. But you wouldn't like that, would you? I know you like your job. I know you like to provide for me and the kids. I wish we had time for a date. Just like a little date night. Nothing fancy. Spaghetti dinner, maybe? And we could just sit down and I could fully explain to you how much I admire you. How much you inspire me every single day. Every room you're in, it's like you're a prism and all the light and joy that's already there is amplified to 1,000. That's the beauty that you bring, my sweet, handsome man. I am so grateful for everything you do for me and the kids. They are too. I know they are. You know, they told their teacher that their daddy is Superman. Yeah, I know. Not a good man. Not a great man. No, baby. To them, you are Superman. Thank you for working so hard for us. Thank you for the early mornings and the late nights. Thank you for the overtime. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my sweet darling. I'm so sorry. I wish that I could keep your face as tranquil and soft as it is right now. I wish I never had to wake you up. But if I don't, you'll be late to work. Then what'll happen? God, it's just so unfair. Why should I have to give you up every day for them? I deserve love and attention too. I mean, I can't even think of the last time we did anything. I mean, there has been a lot of false starts. Thanks to the kids. Honestly, homeschooling was your idea, and it was a great one. And I love how much time I get to spend with the kids. But also, the kids are always here. There's no break, no privacy, no sexy time. Unless... I mean, you always said that you wished I would wake you up a little nicer. How nice, exactly? You never said. Let's find out, shall we? Let me get under these covers. go. Those are cute boxers I got you. Oh, baby. I'm so glad you like them. I'm sure you wouldn't mind me taking them off for you. I mean, I am your wife after all. Oh, baby. Are you already hard for me? Can you sense my lewd intentions with you? Or are you having a sexy dream about me? The nasty things that you want to do to me, but would never admit it out loud? Are you indulging in those nasty, nasty fantasies in your dreamland right now? I'm just kidding, baby. I know that you have chronic morning wood. It just so happens that it comes in extra handy today. Speaking of hands, I'm gonna need a balance on my elbows to have my hands free for this. That's right, baby. Just the way you like it. Stroking you, shaft to tip. Oh, kissing and licking you all over. Your little moans are so cute. I can't wait for you to wake up. See that surprise on your face? Looking down while your hot wife sucks your hot dick. Fuck. You taste so good. I missed your taste. Your dick just twitched in my mouth. Are you enjoying this as much as I am, darling? I bet you are, you big lug. Blowies were always your favorite. And you said that my mouth was the most talented that you ever had. So good. You just had to marry that mouth. Oh, hi, baby. Good morning. What am I doing? Oh, you know, just getting my breakfast in before I serve you yours. Yeah, darling. It does seem like I'm getting a mouthful. So yummy, too. Stop talking with your mouth full. All right, darling. Thank you. close. Come, come. So, how was it, darling? A very nice good morning. I'm so glad. Here, I'll give you a minute to fully wake up while I reheat your breakfast. I have no doubt it's probably cold by now. Yeah, I love you too. Oh, baby? You get off early this Friday, right? Well, I was thinking that it would be nice to leave the kids with the sitter. Maybe have a nice spaghetti dinner. Maybe we could turn this part one into a part two.